but I got a very difficult problem on my hands. I do not want to quote you. I do not want to commit you. I just want you to think out loud with me, like I would do with you if you had to make a decision.
Right.
The Secretary of Commerce will be leaving soon. I've forgotten what day he came, but I believe January the 19th. He came for 2 years. When he leaves, there'll be a vacancy in Secretary. There'll be a vacancy in Undersecretary. I have not failed thinking of this thing. I don't feel deeply on the department, and I just soon if labor gets upset and gives them, you know how I feel, I told you that
right.
The other day.
Right.
I do have to appoint somebody. Now, I can appoint an acting man to 2 or 3 months while we fight it out up on the hill. I talked to Magnuson and some of them this morning. They like it, but they're not going to go against Meany. They would like to have it done, and they say they'll pass it out in trouble if they don't have to be anti-labor. They don't want to be anti-labor. I've got to appoint a man. I've got two men over there, and a fellow named Trowbridge.
Yes, I know.
And a fellow named Holloman, both of whom are good men, but neither of whom I would want to be the permanent secretary or undersecretary. When I move them up, then both of their jobs become vacant, and I got to get two more. So it involves four people, involves the whole department. Now I'm going to have to act probably today or Monday. I expect it'll be Monday. But what I've got to do is decide whether to make those men acting, or if I don't make them acting, I would want to go out and get me a new secretary and then let him bring his man in.
Right.
And I want to get a top flight fella, Fred Capel, or some fella that's head of a big operation that's got good credentials in the business community that would not be particularly anti-y'all. But our people thought that y'all could have 5-6 of the... of the statistics, and you could have 5-6 of damn near everything, and you'd have the economics, and you could devote a department to getting jobs. And our theoretical people may be wrong, but we thought that, and we just assumed you'd be a little reluctant until we
right.
get some of these folks and then come along. But if it's not going to go, I probably just want to say to a fellow, well, I've recommended it, but. Underneath, I don't have any real enthusiasm, and so on and so forth. But in order to do that, I've got to commit to this man. I can't get a man, we'll say, like head of the business council, or Fred Capel, or Tom Watson, or somebody that's real stature, if his job's going to be abolished in 90 days or 4 months. So that's what I'm up against. Now, I want you to do some thinking and. See what you think the obstacles we got to overcome are.
I really believe, Mr. President, that our people are going to support this. I know that Georgia is very strongly favorably inclined to it. I think there's some minuses that I've got to think about, but I think in the net, the arguments that you made the other night are quite convincing. And I believe when we get our people together, we're going to have to handle it in such a way that none of them feel that they've been sort of run roughshod over, you know. But I'm at the moment, I'm feel quite sure that they'll probably wind up supporting it and helping to get it across.
When do your people get together?
In February 20th is the council meeting. Now, we need to get a solid position sooner than that. That'll be representing an official position. We have a problem, of course, and there's a limit to which Meany can't sort of gladly endorse a completely new idea without giving the council a chance
to
take a shot at it.
What do you do in these interim things? Poll them?
That's right. Mm-hmm. We make a few phone calls. Get them all by phone.
How many are here?
They're about
20%, 30%.
They're about 13 or 14 here in town.
And how many total do you have on the council?
27 plus me and Snitzko. George had the feeling that at the moment it might not help it too much. Actually, we came out strongly for it because...
No, I don't want to do that. I'm not necessarily do that. I just think if you're going to have a statement, I would say some newspaper man ask him a statement. He'd say, well, now we have anything that will be reasonable and that's fair and that promote jobs and better working relations. And labor's always been willing to meet anybody fair halfway. And this thing has been drawn up and the hearing's going to be presented. And it looks like it has some merit and there'll be some weaknesses. And we'll review it sympathetically.
Right. Well,
something
in particular, that.
Yeah, that's right. And we got folks working on the details there. I don't want him to run off business. At the same time, I don't want to be swimming upstream. If much going to be, if Joe's idea might prevail, I don't want to just maim these boys acting. And I would go on and get me a good one and say to hell with it, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help. I'm not trying to hurt. I think this is the best idea that at least the innovators and the people imagine think that it's a very good thing for good government and for the...
From the administrative end, there's no question about it whatsoever. And actually, from our point of view, it seems to me, as you said the other night, there are three or four functions in the Commerce Department. If they were in a combined department, we would have considerably better access to and...
Exports, jobs, economics. In other words, I think the primary function of labor would be in this country would be to get jobs for men at under good conditions. Now, they're the only ones over there that got them. I mean, they're busy going into these areas.
Right.
It's Ozarks, Appalachias, they're making these economic loans. And hell, if your man sitting over there across the table, he say, hell, we got to do this for our people down here in Ohio or West Virginia.
That's right. That's our feeling.
Why the hell they want to go through some Chamber of Commerce man to do it, I don't understand.
Right. That's our feeling. Byrne is off on a kind of a kick that I...
But hell, you can take him with the science angle. He's got the technological angle. They got all the technological people, the science people, that might ultimately ought to have space in the damn thing. I don't know.
We shut him up yesterday. He had told a couple of reporters that he was going to put out an attack on it. And we got wind of it. George called him and told him to please keep his mouth shut, you know, on the basis of that this will be up for consideration by the council. Agreed to shut up. Everyone else, certainly every one of the others that was at that meeting, are sold. Joe Keenan is for it. Jennings is for it. Sullivan is for it. That's a lock. I think the only other area where we might have a problem on it is some of the old line fellas in the building trades. And I think if we get a position then that's written as a council position, they'll go along, they won't walk. And I think I expect that we'll be in a position to give it some support. I think how we express it is support, that it will be a tactical matter. I don't think we want it to happen. We don't want to hurt it by too enthusiastic about it.
That's right. We'll talk about that later. I just want to feel, and there's nothing binding, no commitment, and forget I talked to you. Just don't let it know. You have to feel the way the wind's blowing sometimes, and I thought you could evaluate better than I could. Thank you.
I think we'll wind up for it.
Did we get a good reception on the Donahue and the undersecretary?
Yes, we put out I don't know whether you saw that. We put out a statement. We had three or four other international presidents put out statements in support. Both Donahue and Reynolds are extremely popular. Jim, of course, is extremely well liked by...
I would try to give them a little stature if I could, lobbying if I were you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Reynolds is a businessman. He went over there and we had some reservations, but he's one of the ablest and one of the most judicious men in the government, and he is a man of great stature. If I were y'all, I'd whisper that to the Ed Morgans and the rest of them so that he... continues to grow, because I think he has real potentialities and he's a decent guy that can make decisions and without irritating people.
That's correct. Jim has a terrific manner with people, and he's managed to keep his stature, I think, both with us and with the business people.
Well, you just put that out quietly and get some of the commentators and columnists to be saying he is one of the most popular appointments from every angle, business and labor, because he's a man of stature and judgment and so forth. And you can do that. If I do it, I'm propagandizing.
Right.
Thank you.
Jim's a hell of a guy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.